The traditional Easter greeting is, I say Christ is risen, and you say he is risen indeed. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Welcome to Highlands United Methodist Church's Easter live stream. I want to remind everyone that we take health seriously. We seek to do no harm during this time, and so that's why we are doing Easter from home this year. When we do leave our houses, we are invited to cover our faces in ways that protect others. Now, we are using social distancing measures and lots of hand sanitizer here as we prepare this live stream for you, but we do want to model the appropriate behavior to care for our community. My name is Brad Lorvik. I'm one of the ministers on staff here at Highlands United Methodist Church, and it is a joy to be with you virtually for Easter. This day of life and resurrection is a time for all of us to be renewed and revived in spirit and relationship. Here at Highlands United Methodist Church, we seek to build a home where all belong. That's who we are at our best and what we strive for every day. And we invite you to be a part of that. There are opportunities right now, virtual, via Zoom and Facebook Live, for prayer groups, Bible studies. We actually, next Sunday, begin the Gospel According to the Simpsons. We have a new group starting called Youngish Adulting. We have a weekly puppet story time. We have opportunities for parents to check in on how things are going, having school happening inside of our homes. Connections and links and descriptions to all of this are at highlandsumc.com. I also want to offer a brief word of invitation. Today, throughout the Easter service, you're going to find Easter eggs all throughout the background of our scenes. We want our youngest among us to be engaged in something for them. So, I don't know if you saw this one, but there are 6 eggs in this very scene right now, and I hope you will look for and find all of them throughout worship today. There are so much more that we would love to extend to you, so I invite you to visit the website, watch on Facebook, and of course, check for the emails, that we might keep you included, as relationships are so essential to our well-being in this time of social distance. I invite you to take a moment, take a breath, experience the light of this day as our acolytes bring the light in this morning.
Please join me in the call to worship as found in your digital bulletin. Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. The Lord is risen. He is risen indeed. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? Death has been swallowed up in victory. Christ is risen indeed. For this is a day of new beginnings. God is making all things new. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Our opening hymn, Christ the Lord is Risen Today, can be found in your digital bulletin. Please join us.
Christ the Lord is risen today. Work is done. Alleluia. fight the battle won. Alleluia. Death in vain forbids him rise. Alleluia. Christ has opened paradise. Alleluia. Lives again our glorious King. Alleluia. Where, O death, is now thy sting? Alleluia. Once he died our souls to save. Alleluia. Where's thy victory boasting grave? Alleluia. Soar we now where Christ has led. Alleluia. Following our exalted head. Alleluia. Made like him, like him we rise. Alleluia. Ours the cross, the grave, the skies. Alleluia.
Dwayne the Donkey will be with us again for Children's Time, and the Easter egg hunt continues throughout worship. But let us join together singing our children's motto together.
Here in the family of God, we learn to worship and pray, so we can live as Jesus taught, following him every day. In all that we think, in all that we say, in all that we do, may we glorify you. In all that we think, in all that we say, in all that we do, may we glorify you.
Well, good morning, everyone. It's me, Dwayne the Donkey, and I'm here in the sanctuary, but I know that you aren't. I know it's so that we all stay healthy, but I miss you all a lot. I was telling Pastor Brad how much I miss seeing everyone. Like usually, I get to talk with Miss Jenny on Sunday mornings, and he said I could use this computer to FaceTime with her. Siri, call Jenny.
Hang on, guys, I got a call. Dwayne, it's so good to see you.
Oh, I'm so glad to see you too. It's really different and a little hard to be celebrating Easter in different places.
I know. I have a lot of feelings too. Did you know that there were a lot of feelings on the very first Easter too?
Well, there were a lot of feelings. I know I'm happy on Easter. So if there were a lot of feelings, I bet they were joyful, excited, and jubilant.
Those are all good words to describe the happy feelings, but that isn't how the day started.
How the day started?
When Jesus' friends woke up that morning, they were sad, frustrated, and scared. Their friend Jesus had died only 3 days before. They thought he was gone forever.
Well, that's how Easter started? Well, that's not jubilant at all.
That's how it started, yes. We often only think of Easter as a day filled with happy words. But what makes Easter so special and so real is where the day started.
To start the day thinking that life was over and then to find out that Jesus was alive? That's amazing.
It is amazing, Dwayne. God used Easter to show us that God's love is more powerful than anything. Jesus coming back to life was God showing us that nothing can separate us from God's love and that God does new beginnings.
God can even make new beginnings out of the difficult and sad places in life. That sounds important to remember.
It is. That's why we celebrate Easter every year. And just like the woman at the tomb on the very first Easter, we not only get to hear the good news, we get to share it.
Well, share it?
We can share it every day in how we live, Duane. And on Easter, we also share it with words. The traditional Easter greeting is, "Christ is risen." And someone responds, "He is risen indeed."
Ooh, let me try it. Hey, Miss Jenny. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed, Duane.
I want to tell some more friends. Who does Pastor Brad have in his address book? Oh, happy Easter, Charlotte. Christ is risen.
Happy Easter, Duane. He is risen indeed.
Oh, that was great. Oh, who else is in here? Oh, Miss Ellie, it's so good to see you. Happy Easter. Christ is risen.
Happy Easter, Duane. He is risen indeed.
Oh, that was great, too. Hi, Lucy. Christ is risen.
Happy Easter, Duane. He is risen indeed.
Oh, boy, this is awesome. I love sharing the good news of Easter and seeing so many people. Hey, I recognize that name. Oh, Bishop Karen. Happy Easter. Christ is risen.
Happy Easter, Duane. He is risen indeed.
Oh, let's try one more. Let's see. Who else can we call? Oh, happy Easter, Mayor Hancock. Christ is risen.
Happy Easter, Duane. He is risen indeed.
Oh, that was wonderful. Oh, I'm still a little sad that I'm not with everybody in person. I'm happy that I got to share the good news of Easter with my friends.
Duane, even celebrations like Easter can have mixed emotions, where parts of us are happy and other parts of us are sad, or feeling excited and a little anxious, or feeling uncertain and hopeful. Easter is about God showing up in the middle of all of our feelings, being with us and showing us life.
Well, thanks, Miss Jenny. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you too, Duane. And remember, Christ is risen.
Oh, he is risen indeed. Would you like to lead our prayer?
I would love to lead our prayer. Dear God.
Dear God.
We are grateful.
We are grateful.
That Easter arrives.
That Easter arrives.
To bring us life.
To bring us life.
Help us remember.
Help us remember
that nothing can separate us,
that nothing can separate us
from your love,
from your love.
May we share the good news,
may we share the good news
of your love for everyone,
of your love for everyone.
And may I always remember,
and may I always remember
that you love me.
That you love me.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, kiddos, let's do our children's motto together. In
all that we think, in all that we say, in all that we do, may we glorify you.
Amen.
Amen.
Happy Easter, everyone.
Alleluia, alleluia.
As we come to a time of prayer, I want to invite you to join us every Wednesday night as we share joys and concerns and pray with one another then in an interactive Zoom format. You can find a link on our website. Throughout our time at home, we've asked different families and individuals to share with us moments that have been hard and moments that have brought them hope that we might experience and connect around the shared story we are all living in this moment. Let's hear from them now.
Hello, Highlands United Methodist Church. I'm Wesley.
And I'm Chance.
And Chance, what has been your most challenging thing this week?
Well, Wesley, I would have to say going into 3 weeks of quarantine, I kind of feel like my life has been placed on hold. So I'm looking forward to being able to get back to some normalcy again. I would say that would be the most challenging thing I've dealt with.
For me, the most challenging thing has been just a sense of helplessness. And what I mean by that is the social distancing has created so much challenges interacting with other people and really feeling like we're making a difference. I see patients in our basement via telehealth, and it's okay, but it's just not the same. And I feel like I can't do as much for them. And I feel like I can't do as much for those that are hurting and those that are sick right now in our community as I would like to do. What has been your most hopeful thing this week?
I would say having the opportunity to really connect with friends and family and having some in-depth conversations without time being a concern.
For me, the most hopeful thing this week has been able to see us connect with family, connect with friends, and connect as a community despite the social distancing, and to see our community working together in this very difficult time. You know, I play the piano for you and our dog just to keep us in some type of normalcy. And one of the things that I've been reflecting on this Easter is the hymn, "When I Survey the Wondrous Cross." And yet there's a line in the third verse of that hymn that says, "Sorrow and love flow mingled down. Did e'er such love and sorrow meet?" And that just spoke to me this week as far as this hope, is that we've got all this sorrow and all this anxiety and stress going around in our world, but yet we've got all this love in our community and these people pulling together, and that makes me very hopeful. And that's what I like to reflect on this Easter week. So, from our family to yours, we are so thankful to be a part of Highlands United Methodist Church, and we want to wish you
a happy Easter.
Thank you.
Happy Easter, everyone. We are the Cowan family. My name is Jenny.
I'm Justin. This is Connor. And that's Caleb.
And we want to wish you all a very happy Easter. We hope and pray that you are doing well. Really wish we could be with you today to celebrate Easter together. This time has given us the opportunity to really reflect on what we're grateful for and also what has been hard. And we know that our hardships, our challenges are minor compared to what many people are going through. You know, our changes in routine, not being able to go to school, working from home, not being able to see friends, of course, but we know that that is minor. Like I said, we know many people are going through worse.
Easter bunny.
We've taken some time to really think about what we're grateful for during this time.
Now we're grateful for the community and our neighbors, and there's a lot of families in the neighborhood that are going through the same thing, so we kind of share in the whole situation here. We're grateful for where we live and what we have, you know, for the kids and for us to spend our time doing together now. So that's been a positive, and we're trying to stay as hopeful as possible that this is a short period of time that we have to separate from people that we care about, but we're trying to make the most of it. So,
and we're choosing to see this as a gifted time, a time to be with each other, to play games together, read together. And be thankful for that. Even though some days are very long, we're incredibly grateful. So,
happy Easter, everybody. And just so you know, Brad, this is like our 46th take. So,
I'm so grateful for the stories that were shared this day and invite your stories to be shared. Please feel free to send them to me that we might include them in weeks of worship to come. Each and every story matters, including yours. I invite us to join in a time of prayer, and as I conclude the pastoral prayer, we will join in singing the Lord's Prayer in a call-and-response style. Let us pray. God of new life, We have arrived at the tomb and found it empty. What just days ago was finished now has begun again. For life springs forth and leads us all into the world anew. We give thanks. The gift of this day is for all people, and we extend our prayers for all those we know, as well as for those we may never meet, to whom we are tied by our shared humanity. On this day of hope, we give thanks for the potential that each day brings, even in moments such as these. Help us to live into the promise of each moment with the assurance of your love. Love that carries us through these strange days. Help us to bring your hope to the places it is needed most, to the corners of this world that have all but been forgotten, and the street corners that are all but avoided. We recognize there is much need for your love and assurance, and we ask it to be present and bold. For those who offer care, for the doctors, the nurses, the hospital staff, for those who support our day-to-day lives, the grocery staff, the janitors, the drivers, the delivery people. We ask your blessing upon all of those who we recognize are so essential to our well-being as a society. On this Easter, may we live into the boldness of this day, living, serving, loving boldly, knowing that we carry with us the life of your new creation. May we receive the blessing of this day as a call to bring new life to others. On this day of new beginnings, we give thanks for your forgiving grace that overlooks our shortcomings. For when we fall short of the life we hope to live, you meet us where we are and offer us strength to try again. For with you, O God, all things are possible. We have seen this at the tomb, and we will see it in our lives again this day. We offer our praise and prayers to all that you have done through the life, the death, and the resurrection of Christ. We pray all these things in his name, joining in the words he taught us to pray. Our Father. I invite you to join me in the hymn, Christ Has Risen. You'll find the words in your digital bulletin. Christ has risen while earth slumbers. Christ has risen where hope died. As he said and as he promised, as we doubted and denied, let the moon embrace the blessing. Let the sun sustain the cheer. Let the world confirm the rumor. Christ is risen, God is here. Christ has risen for the people whom he died to love and save. Christ has risen for the women, bringing flowers to grace his grave. Christ has risen for disciples, huddled upstairs in a room. He would word-inspired creation, can't be silenced by the tomb. Christ has risen to companion former friends who fear the night, sensing loss and limitation where their faith had once burned bright. They bemoan what is no longer. They expect no hopeful sign till Christ ends their conversation, breaking bread and sharing wine. Christ has risen and forever lives to challenge and to change all whose lives are messed or mangled, all who find religion strange. Christ is risen, Christ is present, making us what he has been. Evidence of transformation in which God is known and seen.
When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they could go and anoint Jesus' dead body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they came to the tomb. They were saying to each other, "Who's going to roll the stone away from the entrance for us?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone had been rolled away, and it was a very large stone. Going into the tomb, they saw a young man in a white robe seated on the right side, and they were startled. But he said to them, "Don't be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He isn't here. Look, here's the place where they laid him. Go, tell his disciples, especially Peter, that he is going ahead of you into Galilee. You will see him there, just as he told you."
Every day begins in darkness. Sometimes the darkness is longer. Sometimes the darkness is shorter, but every day begins in darkness. But beyond what is measurable in the amount of time, some nights just feel darker. Some mornings seem further away. It is sometimes hard to remember that Easter morning began in the dark, not just before sunrise. You see, Easter began with a dark, heavy, overwhelming feeling of loss, uncertainty, and grief. It's all too easy to overlook that on a typical Easter morning. I mean, even today, we've already sung, "Christ the Lord is risen today." We've already shared the call and response that Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. If we were in the sanctuary together, the room would have been filled with flowers and the excitement of children who got into their Easter candy too early. And if it were a typical Easter, such jubilant surroundings and pageantry in the sanctuary might overshine the darker moments of the Easter story. But we aren't in the sanctuary. We are home. which is where we should be to keep our community safer and healthier. But what needs to happen doesn't necessarily happen easily. The need to stay in our homes, the need to close or adapt businesses, not being at school or with friends or gathered at a church. These realities and more have come at a great cost. People are anxious. People are lonely. People are driving each other crazy. Business owners are looking at cash flow and spreadsheets, wondering how long they can make it. Family members wait for news and prognosis. Others are planning funerals that no one can attend. Medical professionals are stretched to their limits. And so are the grocery shelvers, the delivery drivers, the janitors. There is a collective and communal feeling of loss. Our sense of normalcy and the privilege to live as we wish. We have lost those things. They are gone, and whether we realize it or not, we are grieving. This morning, this Easter morning, this stay-at-home quarantined Easter morning, we are living the dark, heavy, overwhelming feeling of loss, uncertainty, and grief of that first Easter. And so I have come to the roof of the church with the camera pointing east to remind us all that every day begins in the dark. Our scripture reminded us of that this morning. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so that they could go anoint Jesus' dead body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they came to the tomb. They were saying to each other, "Who's going to roll the stone away from the entrance for us?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone had been rolled away, and it was a very large stone. Going into the tomb, they saw a young man in a white robe seated on the right side, and they were startled. But he said to them, "Don't be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who has been crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, here's the place where they laid him. Go tell his disciples, especially Peter, that Jesus is going on ahead of you to Galilee and will see you there, just as he told you." Now, for the women to arrive at the tomb just after sunrise, they had to begin their journey in the dark. But they, unlike us, didn't know what was coming. They weren't celebrating an event that had already happened. They were walking in the dark, unaware. But even though it was dark, and even though it felt darker than it was, they headed straight toward the reality at the center of their feelings. For them, it was a tomb that was holding the body of a friend and teacher. For us, it might be naming that we have far less control in life than we ever thought, that we are scared or anxious about our health, our finances, or how long things will be like this. There may not be a large stone to roll away, but we are grieving too. Opportunities, special events, time together, and ritual moments have been lost. The women walking to the tomb, the women walking through the dark, they talked with one another about what they were feeling and experiencing. We too can make our journey better by acknowledging how we are doing, naming the feelings, and creating space for others to do the same. It was their willingness to be present with what was really happening in life, that Jesus was dead and they were heartbroken. It was their willingness to acknowledge and confront all they were experiencing that brought them face to face with something more. Every day begins in the dark, but light rises. For when they found the stone rolled away, more than the tomb was opened. Their hearts and minds were opened to the possibilities they had never known. What rose on Easter morning wasn't just the body of Christ. What rose on Easter morning was the awareness of God's love and its power to overcome what was believed to be the most certain of separations. What rose on Easter wasn't just a man who was known as a teacher, a healer, a mystic, and friend. What rose on Easter was the understanding that nothing can separate us from God's love, not in life and not in death. What rose on Easter was a light for the world greater than the darkest night of the soul, a light that shines in the darkness and will not be overcome. And that light rises again this morning, as sure as the sun. For that is the hope of Easter. Hope is not a wishful longing. Hope is not a fanciful dream. Hope is a deep and knowing trust in something that will be. And on this Easter morning, we are reminded that we can hope in the arrival of the light of God's love no matter the darkness we encounter. And as God's love rises this day, so does life for all people. That the lives we live might feel the rising of dignity and compassion and the drive for justice within us. That we might know and experience more in life. That we might know peace in our uncertainty. That we might find love in the broken places. That we might experience and offer acceptance to all people. And that in our knowledge of God's love, acceptance, peace, we might work for justice together. So that the conditions of those in life who feel the most low would be raised. For life is rising amidst the darkness. When we look carefully at the scripture, we find the women who arrive at the tomb are greeted by new life and new possibility. And it is important to remember that new life is not simply the old life again. What appeared in the light of a new day was not what had been. Things were different. Jesus was different. Life was different. They were different. There was a letting go that had to take place. When I hear the Easter story told in Mark, I think it was wise of Jesus not to be there. He would appear to them soon, but they needed time to realize things were different. New life meant that life was new. And so it is for us. What will be as we come out of this unique moment in time will not be what was before. As we leave our homes in the weeks to come, as we gather in medium and then large size groups once more, things will be different. Some things will be different in healthy ways. Hopefully, hand washing and staying home if you're sick so other folks don't get it will be cultural norms forever. But other things will be different in challenging ways. Our students will need extra support. Businesses will need returning and new customers. And the flaws in our culture that leave so many so vulnerable must be addressed. What we knew will not be what we know, and it may take a while to find it. That's just like the women at the tomb. For though the darkness has lifted, they are still searching for life. The angel politely points out, he isn't here. I appreciate the author of Mark's gospel leaving out the reply from the women that surely followed. Yeah, we can see that. We know where he is not. The real question is, where is he? This moment is a reminder that even as the darkness lifts, we still need time to orient ourselves. But as the sun rises and the colorful glow appears on the mountains and the buildings and the budding trees and the blooming flowers, as the sun rises this Easter morning, we are reminded, even when we don't know where to look, the glow is all around. Every day begins in darkness, but light rises and the world looks different. In the days and weeks to come, things will get better. Not magically, not instantly, and not without some of our neighbors needing help and support. But we will begin to see the glow of a new day. And just as the women at the tomb, we are invited to then share the light we discover. We are invited to be the glow that lets others see light and life arise. We are invited to reflect the color and warmth that has arisen once again in a world that is longing. the sun is rising this morning. Just as God's sun arose so many years ago, that we might receive light in our darkness and experience the glow of love, acceptance, justice, and hope. So we might know life in a new and meaningful way and carry it with us as we go, shining in our living. May it be so this morning and every morning as the light arises.
Congregation is active in supporting our community during this difficult time. In addition to all the activities and groups you can participate in, we are housing the Colorado Sewing Coalition's Mask Making Project in the church, supporting local businesses and partnering with leadership throughout the community. Your giving supports this work. During the offertory, you will see photos sent in from congregation members and neighbors who are sharing signs of spring. It's good to see your faces and sometimes your masks. Please join me in the offertory prayer as found in your digital bulletin. In response to the love you have given us, God, we offer here what we have, what we do, and even more who we are, that our generosity might transform the world. Amen.
creatures here below. Alleluia, alleluia. Praise God, the source of all our gifts. Praise Jesus Christ, whose power uplifts. Praise the Spirit, Holy Spirit.
Please join me in our sending prayers found in your digital bulletin. We rejoice in the new life of Easter, for God's promise of life is fulfilled once again. May we experience the blessing of this day as we are reminded that nothing can separate us from God's love. In our many and various places, may we be amazed, ready to share the good news, and ready to live the life we have been given. For just as on that first Easter morning, Christ is alive and goes before us. Hallelujah. Amen. Our closing hymn, Crown Him with Many Crowns, can be found in your digital bulletin. Please join us.
Crown Him with many crowns, the Lamb upon His throne. Our cow, the heavenly anthem, drowns all music but its own. Awake, my soul, and sing of Him who died for thee, and hail Him as thy matchless King through all eternity. Crown Him the Lord of life, who triumphed o'er the grave and rose victorious in the strife for those He came to save. His glories we now sing, who died and rose on high, who died eternal life to bring, and lives that death may die. Crown Him the Lord of peace, whose power a scepter sways. From pole to pole that wars may cease, and all be prayer and praise. His reign shall know no end, and round His pierced feet fair flowers of paradise extend, their fragrance ever sweet. Crown Him the Lord of love, behold His hands and side. Those wounds yet visible above, in beauty glorified. All hail, Redeemer, hail, for Thou hast died for me. Thy praise and glory shall not fail throughout eternity.
Easter begins in the dark to remind us that whatever darkness we might be experiencing, light and life arise once more. May it be so for each of us, for all of us, and on every day to come. May you be blessed and be a blessing as we seek to share the light of God's love we have received this morning and every morning, that all people might be the recipients of life. Happy Easter, everyone.